Listening Library presents Who is Jane Goodall? By Roberta Edwards. Read for you by Cassandra Campbell. Who is Jane Goodall? When Jane Goodall was a little more than a year old, her father gave her a toy animal. It wasn't a soft and cuddly puppy or kitten or bunny. It was a big chimpanzee. Why did Jane's father choose a chimp? It was 1935. A baby chimpanzee had been born at the London Zoo. Jane's parents lived in London and followed the news about the little chimp named Jubilee. Why was it such a big event? Before then, all the zoo's chimps had been born in the wild in Africa. Jane's toy chimp was named Jubilee, too. It played music when Jane squeezed its belly. Because Jubilee was so real-looking, some people thought that the chimp was too scary for a baby girl. Jubilee might give little Jane bad dreams. But they were wrong. Jane loved Jubilee and took the toy wherever she went. As a very young child, Jane Goodall had no idea that she would spend most of her life among chimpanzees. Real live chimpanzees. But that's what she did. The chimps that Jane came to know did not live in a zoo. They roamed free in the forests of eastern Africa. Over time, the chimps began to treat Jane like just another chimp, a tall, funny-looking white chimp. Because the chimps accepted her, Jane Goodall was able to learn more about these amazing animals than anybody had before. She saw how chimp mothers cared for their babies. She saw how chimps worked and played together. She learned how chimps showed happiness, fear, anger, and sadness. Most important of all, Jane Goodall proved to the world how alike humans and chimpanzees are. As for Jubilee, the toy chimp, Jane never gave it away. To this day, Jubilee sits on a dresser in the house where Jane lives. Are chimpanzees monkeys? No. Most little children will look at a picture of a chimpanzee and say it's a monkey. But chimps are not monkeys. Chimps are apes. So are gorillas and orangutans. Apes do not have tails. Almost all kinds of monkeys do. Apes have strong arms and can swing from tree branch to tree branch. Most monkeys can't do this. They run along the tops of branches. Apes' skeletons look very much like human skeletons. Monkey skeletons look much more like the skeletons of dogs, cats, and other small mammals. Monkeys, apes, and humans all belong to the animal group called primates. Apes are our closest relatives in the animal kingdom. Chapter 1. Animal Lover. Jane Goodall was born on April 3, 1934, in London, England. London is one of the world's greatest cities. Jane, however, was far happier in the country. She liked being outdoors, exploring nature. Her family moved outside the city to a house with a yard. What interested her most were animals, all kinds of animals. Learning about them in books was interesting, but facts from books were not enough for Jane. Jane wanted to find out about animals by watching them herself. One time, she dug up some earthworms. She came home and put them under her pillow. Jane wanted to go to sleep with them. Her mother explained that the worms needed to be in their own homes. Little Jane was disappointed, but returned the worms to the garden. When she was about 5, Jane was curious to see how chickens laid eggs. In the backyard at her grandmother's house was a chicken coop. Here was Jane's chance to watch an egg get laid. She had Jubilee with her. She crept into the empty chicken coop. Then she waited for a hen to arrive. Jane stayed so still that the hen didn't notice her. Hour after hour went by. Jane kept waiting and watching. Finally, after 5 hours, Jane saw what she had hoped for. Out popped an egg from underneath the chicken. Jane was excited. Her family, however, was scared. Her mother had called the police to report that Jane was missing. But when Jane returned to the house, she did not get a scolding. Her mother understood that Jane was not being naughty. She needed to learn about the natural world in her own special way. Jane's mother was called Van. She wrote novels. Jane's father, Mortimer, was an engineer who later became a race car driver. On Jane's 4th birthday, her sister Judy was born. Imagine sharing the same birthday as your sister or brother. The Goodall girls were young when World War II broke out in 1939. Adolf Hitler was the Nazi leader of Germany and Austria. He was trying to seize control of all of Europe, including England. Right before the war, Jane's family was living in France. Her father was racing cars there. However, once the war started, the family returned to England. Mortimer joined the British Army in the fight against the Nazis. Van and her two young daughters moved in with Van's mother, who lived in the seaside town of Bournemouth. A little more than 100 miles from London, Bournemouth was safer than living in London, which the Germans started bombing in September of 1940. The Blitzkrieg. In German, Blitzkrieg means lightning war. The term is used for surprise attacks from the air. On September 7, 1940, German planes flew over London and dropped bombs on the city. The attacks lasted for more than 8 months. It was a frightening time. Often the raids happened at night. Often there was little or no warning before the bombing started. People would run and hide underground in subway stations. When the bombing stopped, they'd return to the streets and see rubble where buildings had stood only minutes before. About 30,000 people died because of the bombings. Another 50,000 were injured. Even so, the British never surrendered to the Germans. The war ended in Europe in the spring of 1945 with Germany's defeat. The Goodalls' first home in London remained standing. However, more than 1 million buildings had been destroyed. It took decades to rebuild London. In 1943, Van and her daughters moved into their own home in Bournemouth. Jane spent the rest of her childhood there. Jane was 8 at the time. By then, Mortimer was living apart from his wife and daughters. Jane was most happy when she was outdoors with a neighborhood dog named Rusty. She started a nature club with her sister and 2 friends. Jane had lots of rules for the club. Jane, of course, was the leader. Members had to be able to identify all sorts of different animals. Each member had a code name. The club was fun and interesting, but Jane's friends thought sometimes she was too bossy. Jane also loved reading books about animals. The Story of Dr. Doolittle by Hugh Lofting was one of her favorites. Dr. Doolittle went to Africa and was able to talk to wild animals. Jane understood that she would never be able to carry on a conversation with a tiger or giraffe or monkey. But she knew it was possible to live in Africa close to wild animals. By the time she was 10, she had decided that's exactly what she was going to do with her life. By 1952, Jane's parents were divorced. She didn't ever lose touch with her father, but she was never close to him the way she was with Van. Tarzan the Jungle Hero. Tarzan, a human raised by apes in the African jungle, was the hero of best-selling novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs. The first
sample complete. Ready to continue?